بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. كلام شعرف بلا وشيخ أول رومي وقت رومي زمانة تبريز زمانة شيخ العرب والعجم هذا الشيخ محمد اختصر نبر الله من قدره. حضرت کا کلام جس کا ٹائٹل ہے مجھے تو قرب کا عالم دیا ہے آہ صحرا نے، مجھے تو قرب کا عالم دیا ہے آہ صحرا نے. سنا ہے خانقاہوں میں محبت کے میں خانے دیا کرتا ایسا کی عاشقوں کو جام و پیمانے. سنا ہے خانقاہوں میں محبت کے میں خانے دیا کرتا ہے ساقی عاشقوں کو جام و پیمانے. خلاف راہ سنت جو بنا کرتے ہیں مستانے، خلاف راہ سنت جو بنا کرتے ہیں مستانے، وہ دیوانے بظاہر ہیں مگر اندر ہیں فرزانے. جو عارف ہے وہ کس عالم میں رہتے ہیں خدا جانے، جو عارف ہے وہ کس عالم میں رہتے ہیں خدا جانے. بھلا جو غیر عارف ہے وہ ان کا رتبہ کیا جانے، بھلا جو غیر عارف ہے وہ ان کا رتبہ کیا جانے. حسینوں کے اجڑ جائیں گے جب جغرافیے ایک دن، حسینوں کے اجڑ جائیں گے جب جغرافیے ایک دن. بتا ناداں کہاں جائے گا اپنے دل کو بہلانے. جو یاد آتی ہے ان کی دل میں گھبراتا ہوں گلشن میں. مجھے تو قرب کا عالم دیا ہے آہ صحرا نے، مجھے تو قرب کا عالم دیا ہے آہ صحرا نے. کسی کی آہ مظلومی سے وقت ظلم ڈرنا تھا، کسی کی آہ مظلومی سے وقت ظلم ڈرنا تھا. ہوئے ہیں خانہ آباد ظالم جی سے ویرانے، ہوئے ہیں خانہ آباد ظالم جی سے ویرانے. ستایا عمر بربو جہل نے شمع نبوت کو، صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. ستایا عمر بربو جہل نے شمع نبوت کو، مگر بدنام ہیں دونوں جہاں میں اس کے افسانے، مگر بدنام ہیں دونوں جہاں میں اس کے افسانے. جو زاہد عشق سے نا آشنا ہے پھر بھی وہ ناداں، جو زاہد عشق سے نا آشنا ہے پھر بھی وہ ناداں. نہیں سمجھا ہے خود لیکن چلا ہے مجھ کو سمجھانے. کہاں تک ضبط بیتابی، کہاں تک پاس بدنامی، کہاں تک ضبط بیتابی کہاں تک پاس بدنامی کیا مجبور اظہار بیاں پر خوف پردہ نے نہ کرتا حقیر اے زاہد خدا کے درد مندوں کی نہ کرتا حقیر اے زاہد خدا کے درد مندوں خدا کے درد مندوں کی مقام درد دل کو بے خبر تو آ کیا جانے مقام درد دل کو بے خبر تو آ کیا جانے وہی کرتے ہیں ان کے عاشقوں پر تبصرے اختر وہی کرتے ہیں ان کے عاشقوں پر تبصرے اختر جو ظالم درد الفت سے ہوا کرتے ہیں بیگانے سنا ہے خانقاہوں میں محبت کے ہیں میں خانے دیا کرتا ہے ساقی عاشقوں کو جام و پیمانے.
بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم. الحمدللہ وکفا والسلام علی عبادی الذین اصطفا. اما بعد, beautiful بیان of our honorable illustrious دادا شیخ عارف باللہ رومی وقت تبریز زمانہ مجدد زمانہ حضرت شاہ حکیم محمد اختر صاحب نور اللہ مرقدہ. As Hazrat has mentioned, Hazrat has come to teach us the great gift of the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that is what Allah ta'ala has sent us here. And where you will get this gift of the love of Allah, Allah ta'ala has commanded, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا اتَّقُوا اللَّهَ وَكُونُوا مَعَ الصَّادِقِينَ. O people of Iman, you are already the friends of Allah. But there are different levels of friendship. Everybody want more closer friendship with the Prime Minister, etc. But that friendship is no friendship. The real friendship is a friendship with Malikul Mulk, the King of Kings. Allah Ta'ala doesn't need the friendship of anybody. But the moment a person acknowledges, Allah has given me life, I have to love for Allah, I have to die for Allah, Allah Ta'ala says, this is my friend. And where we will get this on our own, it's virtually impossible to get Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. Hazrat Shah Hakim Akhtar Sahab Rahmatullah Alayhi wa Dada Shaykh used to say, that he, Shaykh Hazrat Maulana Shah Abdul Ghani Pulpuri Rahmatullah Alayhi used to say, that Ya Hakim Akhtar, waise to Allah wala banna bahut mushkil hai. Lekin kisi Allah walo ke haath pakro, to dekho Allah wala banna asaan nahi hoga, mazidar hoga. To become the friend of Allah Ta'ala is very difficult. It's a great gift of Allah. Like that is difficult on our own. And as Hazrat explains in this poem, a person on his own, he thinks that I'm making ibadat, I'm the friend of Allah, but he's still immature. Then, so he hold the hand firmly of the true lover of Allah Ta'ala and follow in his footsteps, and you'll see you'll also reach Allah Ta'ala. So that is what Hazrat is explaining, and what Hazrat explained last night also, and over for myself and all of us, that why we have come here, what is this majlis all about? It's not just a monthly majlis. Hazrat is giving his experience of life. Hazrat Shah Hakim Akhtar Sahab Rahmatullah Alayhi, and our Shaykh himself explains over and over, مجھے تو قرب کا عالم دیا ہے آہ سحرانی, that when I came in the company of the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and I got a drop of the love of Allah, then to get up of Fajr was very easy. Getting up for Tahajjud was an enjoyment. And in that time, at the time of Tahajjud, when it is only me alone and my Allah, that is close connection with Allah, that ahi sahara, that is the deep sighs at the time of the early morning, before even the sahri ends. At that time, Hazrat says, I got this close connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But that you'll only get when you first get this courage from the man of Allah ta'ala, that our object of life is for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Hazrat is explaining, why are these khankas all about? It's not just a matter of coming for the monthly majlis. But Hazrat says, what you will get here, where you won't get anywhere else in the world.
سنائے خانقاہوں میں محبت کے ہے میخانے، دیا کرتا ہے ساقی عاشقوں کو جام پیمانے. حضرت says we have heard, but Hazrat is telling us his experience himself, that really the true khanqahs, where Hazrat says that what is khanqah? Jahan dil se nikle ah, ah, that where from your heart it comes out, ah, how did I spend my life? 1 minute in the company of the friend of Allah Ta'ala, which look like an ordinary person, but when you just sit in his company, without majlis also, and see, you'll feel the love of Allah coming. And when they start talking, then we'll realize where we are wasting our life. So Hazrat says, otherwise if we're just coming, and we think it's little zikr and food, then it's khamakha, we're just coming to waste our time. So Allah save me first of all of us, that we make our intention, as Hazrat has taught us last night again, that our intention for the pleasure of Allah, for our islah, then we can hope to get the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Hazrat says, here you will get the drink of the true love of Allah Ta'ala, which everybody else is intoxicated in the drinks of this world, whatever may be. And today, sadly, as Muslims also, we can't leave our Coke, we can't leave our Pepsi, all those things. Come here, when you get the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, automatically, nobody will have to tell you, leave all these things. Automatically, when you live in the company of the friend of Allah, you'll want to be like them. And as Allama Alusi Baghdadi rahmatullahi alayhi said, when Allah has commanded, kunu masadiqeen, be all the time. This is Amr. That is continue presently until your end of your life. And Allah will keep the pious servants. So how long must you be? He says, khalituhum litakuna mislahum. That be with them so much that you become like them. In other words, now your way of life is like them. Now nobody, you won't have to ask, can I wear this kind kurta? Can I wear this kind topi? My sheikh is wearing it, I'll wear it. And then also Hazrat explains, and then you'll realize you won't get caught up in the wrong sheikh. So Hazrat says, what you will get here, diya karta hai saki, aashiko ku jami peymana. That saki, the one who's giving this drink of the love of Allah, our sheikh, what they are giving us, if we have come here with the intention that we want our islah, and we must become the true ashiks, the lovers of Allah Ta'ala. Like Shaitan, he made the most ibadat on the faith. He was a great abid. He was an alim. He knew all the laws of all the shariat of all the anbiya. And that is why he know how to trick everybody. Even a great sheikh of the time, if you're not connected to a sheikh, Shaitan will trick you at that time also. And worse, at the time of mort when he comes. And then Shaitan was a great arif. He even knew Allah Ta'ala. But he wasn't an ashika, a lover of Allah Ta'ala. So here you will get the love of Allah Ta'ala. So the mashayikh and our shaykh is giving us the drinks, the goblets, full goblets of the love of Allah Ta'ala. According to how much we take and our capacity, that's how much we will enjoy. And we will see our direction of life is totally different. Now thinking of Allah Ta'ala. And what is this? What is the real khanka? Khilaf is rai sunnah jo bana karte hai mastana. There are many other mashayikh who have got all big jubbas, etc., and got big turbans and the big tasbih in their hands, but they don't follow sunnah of Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And people get overtaken and going to such mashayikh, Allah save us. Here we can see clearly how mashayikh are such. No matter what condition they are, extremely sick also, they won't leave their namaz with jamaat. They won't sit for petty excuses, sitting on a chair, etc. There are those mashayikh which Hazrat says, they don't follow the sunnah of Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Outwardly they act like big mashayikh, and outwardly wo diwana hai bazair, magar andar hai farzane. Outwardly looks like big mashayikh, big tasbih. Like one shaykh like that was walking with lot of murid, and all of a sudden, what is it? Were walking sticky, hit the ground so hard that sparks came out. So all the murids were shocked, what Hazrat did? So everybody was scared. One of the close murids asked, Hazrat, what happened? Say, you didn't see the dog was going into Haram Sharif. He's somewhere in America. So he wants to show, what am I? But his namaz, where he reads, when everybody was giving him dawat, one person, his wife was close to, on the right path, and he was following the sheikh, and he says, Hazrat, everybody is giving dawat, give Hazrat dawat also. He says, why must we give him dawat? Ask him where he reads his namaz. So he says, no, I read my namaz in the Makkah Sharif, Medina Sharif. So she says, why then do you want to eat here, eat there? So Allah Ta'ala save us, we must make lot of shukr. We don't have that, we have got the true mashayikh, and we got the true sheikh of the time. So Allah keep us firm and bring that we come into proper sunnat of Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Ha jo arif hai, wo kisi alim mein rehte hai, khuda jaane. Wo kis alam mein rehte hai, khuda jaane. Those who are the true lovers of Allah, who got the true marifat of Allah Ta'ala. As Hazrat explains over and over now, if our children ask us, who is Allah? How are we going to explain? And Hazrat explains to us so easy. So those that are the lovers, those that have recognized Allah, our object and purpose of life, in what realm they are loving, we can't imagine. They look like ordinary people like us, walking into the masjid like us, doing their work like us, but they in a different world. And we are in a dream world of this dunya. Bala jo khair ghair arif hai, wo unka rutba kya jaane. Person like myself who's not an arif, who don't even know the reality of the ABC of the marifat of Allah. What will we know the status of these great personalities who are not just arif, they are the ashikin, the true lovers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So that is why we must make shukr Allah has brought us here to gain the marifat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then to gain the true ishq of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then Allah Akbar, automatically a person will realize, Haseeno ke ujar jayenge, jab geographia ek din, bata nada kaha jayega apne dil ko behlane. Then a person will realize, looking at all the beauties in the street, and they are not even beauties. Yeah, so Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, a woman who beautifies herself and go out of her home, even a man who wants to beautify himself and he wants people to look at him, woman to look at him, they are, when their geography, now they look young and handsome and pretty, but very soon, and not very soon, when you're living in filth and dirt, enjoyment, Hazrat explains, the first ship that they made, that was going to go do sea cruises, the Titanic, they call it unsinkable, that this ship will never sink. You're challenging Allah Ta'ala. And what was happening on that ship? All music, dancing, everything. While the ship was in the middle of the ocean, Allah sent one storm, and young girls, 18, 19 years, that were dancing. In a split moment, they looked like old women. And if we didn't make myself our Islam and our Tawbah, Allah reminds us, وَكَيْفَ تَتَّقُونَ إِن كَفَرْتُمْ يَوْمَ يَجْعَلُ الْوِلْدَانَ شِيبًا. The real reality will come out on the day of Qiyamah. When we didn't develop the taqwa, then we were worse than old men and old women. Then we will be running, hatta tata, Allah Ta'ala has brought us here. So think, don't look at all these artificial beauties, and whether it's woman, whether it's cars, whether it's artificial things of this world. Let Hazrat says, bata nada, kaha jayega apne dil ko behlana. When you come to know the reality, then where are you going to now turn your heart and get enjoyment? And Hazrat says, the quicker we make tawbah, it is Allah's fazl and karam. Otherwise, Hazrat says, we have seen old men looking at women. Now, a man is so old, he's cold like a deep freeze, but he's still staring with his eyes wide open, mouth wide open, and looking at young girls. This is a lesson for myself and all of us. We should think of our condition. Jo yaad aati hai unki dil mein, ghabrata hai gulshan mein. Mujhe to qurb ka alam diya hai, aahe sahara hai. Hazrat says here, yeah, you're looking at this young woman, or you're looking at the artificial beauties of this world. You're living in a garden, you're so to say in a nice hotel or anything, but your heart is only in ghabrat. You've got no peace in your heart. Outwardly, the scene looks very nice. And Hazrat says, the men of Allah Ta'ala, they are so to say in the desert, in the jungle, and middle of the night getting up at tahajjud, and what closeness they got of Allah Ta'ala, and what enjoyment in their hearts we can't explain. So enjoyment is not an outward condition, it's the condition of the heart. Jo zaid ishq se na aashna hai, phir bhi wo nada, nahi samjha hai khud lekin chala hai mujhko samjha. A person who is, so to say, disinclined from the world, making ibadat, but he doesn't know what's the reality of ishq, the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that also, you can be a great mufassir of Qur'an Kareem. You can be teaching hadith, but if you don't have connection with the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you still won't know what is the reality of the lovers of Allah. So Hazrat explains, people like that who are unmindful, then they don't know what is true love of Allah. They are still immature. And what they want to do? Khud. Nahi samjhai khud, lekin chalai mujhko samjhana. That they want to explain the lovers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That this is the time. No, we're living in modern times. We can't be so hard. The friends of Allah and the lovers of Allah, they will know exactly what we mean. Just very briefly, as the Sayyid Suleiman Nadvi rahmatullahi was a great mufassir of Qur'an-i Kareem, teaching so many students, but his friend knew that he's still not connected to a sheikh. So he told him, come to Hazrat Hakim ul-Ummat Mawlana Thanvi rahmatullahi's majlis. He said, when I got time, I have to make mutala, and that's ibadat, doing good work. But he knew this is a diamond that needed to be polished. So he told him in this way, okay, you got no time, come for one majlis. If you benefit, then you sit. If you don't benefit, carry on. But that is for people of that caliber. We have to come whether we think we will see how we'll grow if we come with the right intention. So he came, and few minutes he thought he'll sit. But when he sat, and his Hazrat started explaining the same ayat that he explained to his students, then he said, "Maloom khuda jaane kis andaaz se bayan kiya, aisa maloom ho raha hai ki aaj hi Quran nazil hua." I don't know, Hazrat, how he explained this ayat. And the friends of Allah, as Hazrat explained, the more we got taqwa, Allah will put such ulum in your heart that you won't find in the kitabs. And then he couldn't leave the khanka for that night. He said, I want to stay in the khanka, but I won't get up for zikr. When the friends got up for zikr, and Hazrat and the majlis of zikr took place, he said he couldn't stop, he couldn't sleep. He was turning and tossing. He got up at tahajjud. He said, the time to meet Allah is really middle of the morning. So even you can teach, if we don't do our zikr, we don't do our tilawat on our own ibadat, what we going to give out? We give empty cans of zamzam. So Hazrat, make me and all of us understand. Ki si aay mazloomi se waqt zulm darna tha. Huwe hai khan ka khana abad zalim jisse weerane. That remember that if we don't have the love of Allah and we cause oppression to people, especially our wives, if they take one ah and they turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then when Allah ta'ala's wrath come upon us, then you don't know what condition will you be. Allah save me, all of us. Like Hazrat explains, when you come in the company of the lovers of Allah, you realize I am the rot, and I must correct my life. Then to forgive our wives, to forgive one another will be very easy, in fact enjoyable. Sataya Umar Bar, jo Abu Jahl ne shama nabuwat, magar badnaam hai dono jahan mein uske afsana. Said, look at the example of the most wretched person, the Fir'aun of the Ummat, Abu Jahl, who people called him Abu al-Hikam, but he caused great harm to our beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. What title also he got? Abu Jahl. And Allah explains in Surah Al-Iqra, that look at when the person, Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam, wants to perform salah, and he wants to come with bricks and throw at Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. On one occasion he came with a rock, and he wanted to throw a brick at Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam while in sajda. He was left at that rock and he turned. His friends asked him, what happened? He says, what I saw, if I had to go one hair further, I would have burned down to ashes. With all that, Allah still gave him respite, and still he didn't bring iman. And until today, Hazrat says, do you hear Abu Jahl, when we talk of him, we say, la'natullah alayhi, where his body is thrown in a battle of Badr, where all the suraj is thrown upon. So Allah Ta'ala save us. If we don't come to the man of Allah Ta'ala, and we think we're very intelligent and pass remarks, it's very dangerous. So further Hazrat explains, na kar tahqeer, eh zada, eh zaid, khuda ke darmando ku, makami darde dil ku be khabar tu aah kya jaane. They don't ever think low and don't ever think bad of the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You are still unmindful. You think, no, they are just making their own fikr. And we are doing alami fikr, but we don't have connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What pain of the heart they have got for the ummah, we can't understand. Nahi hai zindagi mein jisko koi daata gham, wo ahle gham ke kurb khastagi ko aa kya jaane. When a person haven't got in his life that he turned to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and he changed his life, then what will he know of the closeness of the love of Allah ta'ala? That pain to change your life and move away from the disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, what enjoyment is in there, what that person will know. He thinks no, and sadly, Allah ta'ala save me, all of us. We are in work of deen, but we're still involved in haram. So Allah, then this is what we have come here, myself. I need it the most. that this medicine of the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, wahi karte hai unke aashikon par tabsare akhtar, jo zalim darde ulfat se hua karte hai begane. Hazrat is explaining here very important point, that Hazrat taking his name out of humbleness, but what a love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He says those people will want to object and want to take out fine points from the man of Allah. They don't know what is ifk, and then they want to object. And today we see Allah save me, all of us. Young ulama, we don't want to sit in the company of the man of Allah, but we want to know what proof. What proof? Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala, very simple. Why are you doing this? I saw my beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And all those who follow the man of Allah, who are firm on sunnah, those who don't follow the man of Allah, all the time got objections. And what happens? You get left out and you don't realize you're falling off the line. Allah Ta'ala save me, all of us. So Hazrat says, O Zalim, O my friend, don't be such a person. You don't have the love of Allah, come and sit here and learn the love of Allah Ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala.
حضرت والا کے عارفانہ اشعار پیش خدمت ہے. مضمون ہے, ایک دن خاک منقص نظر مدفن ہو گئی. ایک دن خاک منقص نظر مدفن ہو گئی. نفس کے گندے تقاضوں سے جو انبن ہو گئی, روح میری سنبلو ریحان و سوسن ہو گئی. نفس کے گندے تقاضوں سے جو انبن ہو گئی, انعام کیا ملا؟ روح میری سنبلو ریحان و سوسن ہو گئی. جب ہمارے آب و گل میں درد دل شامل ہوا, ان کی ہر منزل ہمارے پیش دامن ہو گئی. کس قدر ظلمت قدا تھی انجمن ان کے بغیر, اس قدر ظلمت قدا تھی انجمن ان کے بغیر, ان کے آتے ہی سراپا بزم روشن ہو گئی. ہم تو سہارا او کو سمجھے تھے کہ ویرانی ہے وہاں, ہم تو سہارا او کو سمجھے تھے کہ ویرانی ہے وہاں, ذکر حق کے فیض سے وہ رس کے گلشن ہو گئی. نفس کا دشمن ہو گیا مغلوب ان کی یاد سے, نفس کا دشمن ہو گیا مغلوب ان کی یاد سے, روح کی طاقت ہماری شیر افغان ہو گئی. تا چل خطیب بزم جہاں میں اہل دنیا کی حیات، فیض بزم عاشقاں سے بزم گلشن ہو گئی، مت لگانا دل کو تم فا نی حسینوں سے کبھی، اور کیوں ایک دن خاک مناقش نظر مدفن ہو گئی، جب سے اختر روح کشے اغیار و بیگانا ہوا، بزم اہل دل میں اس کی قدر احسن ہو گئی، نفس کے گندے تقاضوں سے جو انبن ہو گئی، روح میری سنبلو ریحان سوسن ہو گئی.